Have you ever heard a player say, you know, I understand it, hockey is a business? Well, it is, but usually that's just a cop-out so they don't have to answer something like, hey, did you really like going to arbitration? No, they didn't, but they're not going to say that. They're going to say, you know what, I understand, it's a business. So what if we took that, it's a business, and stretched it out? What if we took this analogy and made it into something real? That's the goal of the day. But before we get that far, this show, like all other shows that we do, is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. What are you going to find at AbsFam? Only the cool shirts you can't find anywhere else. It's not going to be the logo gear. It's not going to be the new C that you see on the new third jersey. It's not going to be the logos that you see on any of the Abs jerseys. It's not that kind of thing. This is fanwear, and this is dedicated to the players that play the game. For instance, let's say that you're a fan of Matt Duchene. Well, you could look at the Dutchy shirt. What you'd notice right away is that there's a cool Dutchy across the front. It's a nice faded shirt. It's super soft, like 1,000 warm hugs. But what you may not notice right away is that it's written in the Marshall Amplifier font. Why? Because Dutchy happens to really love music. Probably as much as he loves hockey, it just doesn't pay the same. Matt Duchene actually inspired another shirt with an interview that he did where he explained some of the best nicknames that he'd heard in the locker room. And the one that cracked him up the most was for Dennis Everberg. Somebody was calling him Everberg Scissorhands, which we thought was hilarious and therefore put onto a shirt. And now you can buy the Everberg Scissorhands shirt, which is awesome. The point being that every shirt that we make is authentic to the player. It's not just something that we're throwing out there to make money. It has to make sense, and it has to be the kind of shirt that the players would appreciate and the fans would love. Go check it out, absfam.com, absfam.com. Now to get our geek on, as we compare hockey players, management, scouts, coaches to computers and hardware and algorithms and machine learning. Stay with me, it's all going to come together. All right, so we're going to start from the top down, and that's not management, that's actually owners. The owners of NHL teams are the shareholders. They are the investors. These are the guys that you must please because they provide the money for you to have a team, for you to have coaches, for you to have scouts. The whole thing starts with the shareholders. If you don't please them, if you don't make them money, you don't have a job. Those owners trust all of their money and all of their wealth and all of their reputation to the management, the people who actually run the business of hockey. The management does exactly what you would think the management does. They take the money, they set the budgets, they do the oversight, marketing, analytics, legal. They do some machine learning by the way of stats, and they're essentially the mainframe or the server room of the entire company. Now, somewhere between management and coach within the management team is the general manager. In our case, Joe Sakic. He is the liaison. He is the person who understands the game and is learning the business. He's the person that makes sure that we get the players that we need without going over budget, and we leave ourselves a little bit of room to do things like get a free agent, pick up a new contract. Really, when you think about it, in this analogy of hockey being a business, but within the actual game of hockey, he's kind of HR. He's the guy who's going to hire people. He's going to fire people. And he's going to set the tone for management all the way down, for leadership all the way down. Now, that next guy down who works very closely with the GM is, of course, the coach. The coach for the Colorado Avalanche used to be Patrick Waugh, but you could say that he had a kernel panic and freaked out. We had to reinstall that operating system, and that's exactly what the coaching job is. They are the hockey operating system, the hockey OS. Now, while coaches can definitely do their fair share of coding and getting players rewired and rewritten into the things they need to be, really, they just kind of lead the team that does that. Those come with a lot of specialty coaches as well. These are the guys that maintain and install the new software for very specific things. They tweak the settings, they modify the code, they apply the updates to the players. They're typically not enough of a generalist to run an entire team, but they're so specialized that they can work with the goalie. They can look at a player's shot, his release point, how quickly he's getting the shot off, where he's looking when he's passing, how to lick somebody off. All these small little specialty skills, that's what those coaches are for. And they're not only just on that team. They are guys that players will go see in the offseason, guys who specialize in taking what you've done and making it better because they know that what got you here isn't going to get you there. There's one guy in particular named Daryl Belfry, and he has people like Nathan MacKinnon, Sidney Crosby, Patrick Kane, Matt Duchene, a number of very prominent players go to see him because he's very good at watching tape, analyzing for patterns, finding what they're doing wrong, and helping them to do it right. He's essentially the IBM Watson of skills. He is machine learning. He is the essence of a specialty coach, or in this case, a specialty coder who works on the hockey operating system of the players themselves. Keep in mind that every player that comes to the NHL comes with a default hockey operating system. They come with pre-installed apps like how to shoot, how to score, how to pass. These are things that they learned there and they transfer into the new system. But understand that that new system is a different OS. The coach has his own OS, so that OS from the player has to match up with them. It's a matter of compatibility. So coaches develop favorite leagues, like Patrick Waugh really liked the Q because they play his style. He coached in the Q. He got a lot of players from the Q, and when they came out of the Q into his system, they already knew his operating system pretty well. There wasn't a lot of custom coding or uncoding that had to be done to get his players up to speed with what he wanted to do. So to get back to the hockey operating system that's installed on those players, they typically come with a set of software apps as well. Some guys have really good apps for puck control. Some guys have deking. Some guys have creativity, awareness, discipline, communication, leadership, edge. Most of these guys have some sort of software bundle that they come with pre-installed on them. If you've ever seen a player who does very well with one team but isn't so good with the next team, think Timo Solani here or even Paul Kariya, their skill set was great, it's just they weren't that compatible with the system they were playing in when they came to the apps. And for guys like that, they're running a legacy system. You're not going to break them down or rewrite them from the ground up. There's just not enough time to do that. They either work or they don't, and in this case, they didn't. The wrong time, the wrong coach, the wrong operating system for their operating systems. This core set of apps, this app bundle, is typically what makes a player a sniper versus a grinder, left winger versus a center, a defenseman versus a goalie, obviously. But this software, these apps, the analogy of the software bundle, all of these things can be modified in younger players. These guys can come in and they can have their power skating app erased and reinstalled, or they could take somebody who looks at their shot, upgrade that shot a little bit, and make sure these guys are getting it off quicker at the right time through the right lanes. These are all coachable things. All of this stuff can be improved upon. And to take this analogy even further, even geekier, I will also say that a lot of players come with a bigger battery supply than other players do. Their endurance and their recovery time, their consistency, how much of beating they can take on the ice and not break down and be out for a couple of games. A lot of players are definitely built different when it comes to that, and that takes us to the hardware of a player. Let's face it, folks, not all computers are built the same. Just like hockey players, not all are built the same. Some of them look good, some of them are shiny, some of them are cheap until they start to break down, until the battery explodes, until the mouse doesn't collect anymore. Well, hockey players are like that too. There's a lot of guys who just don't have the gas tank. They can't survive a whole season without being hurt quite a bit. They could be really good players like Eric Johnson, but they rarely ever play a full 82. Or they could be somebody like Beauchemin, who's a solid guy, plays 82 games at the age of 36, I think he is. The point is this, you can't have software that doesn't have the hardware to support it. You can't run programs fast if you don't have the processing power to do it. Some guys just have natural limitations. They don't have the capacity, they don't have the speed, and they can't run the software that a coach wants. Again, it's a compatibility issue, but not one that can't be upgraded, right? Nathan MacKinnon comes pre-installed with fast as hell, but guess what? He's so fast his teammates aren't there, so he skates down into the zone really, really fast, looks back, and there's nobody to pass to. Nathan MacKinnon needs guys who have the same apps installed in their operating system that he has in his, or at least close to it. He needs guys who can skate with him, who can think with him, and who can play with him. And one of the pieces, one of the apps that every person in here that we've talked about, every different scenario of the business analogy has to have is communication. When it's good, it's kind of hardwired. These guys can sit down and they can talk about things, but when it's great, it's Wi-Fi. It happens without their mouths moving at all. These guys just know each other. They have that unspoken communication, and that's probably one of the best apps you can probably get. That creates chemistry, and that's what teams need to win, whether they're business teams or hockey teams. To completely stretch this analogy as far as it will go and get a proper geek out going on right here, I'm going to go as far as to say that agents, for the players, they're the salesmen. Reporters? These guys are kind of the internet. They're mostly the rumor and fan sites because most of them are really just feuding with each other and they don't really know what they're saying. They're creating stories. There's some really good ones out there and I consider those the influencers. There's a handful of YouTubers out there and for the most part, these guys are responsible and useful for information. And last but not least, you, me, the fans. We're the consumer. We're the person who makes all this work. All those other people have to do their jobs for you and I to be happy and keep watching. Otherwise, nobody gets paid. Stakeholders get upset. And the business analogy goes away. This Geek Out and every other Geek Out that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. You heard everything we said before. It's all true. Go check them out for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else. AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.